Section 5. The Alternative Class Objection. What if we decided instead to use the Jesus Christ's surveyed by Josephus as a reference class? Wouldn't that give us a different prior, one more supportive of historicity? There were four of them, and all, we might presume, were historical. It raises an interesting question if they were not, but I will set that aside. The prior probability that Jesus was historical could then be imagined to be 4 plus 1 divided by 4 plus 2, which equals 5 divided by 6, or 83%. But how many of those men are also in the rank Raglan hero class? None, so far as we know. And thus we cannot assume any were or ever came to be. We can therefore all but rule this option out. The probability of a rank Raglan hero also belonging to the Josephan Christ class is low, as we have no instances of it happening on record, whereas Jesus definitely belongs to the rank Raglan hero class. The rule of greater knowledge thus requires us to derive our prior from the latter. The former can't override it. The rank Raglan class is also a larger class with more data points in it, thus it affords us better evidence to estimate frequencies from. When we combine both facts, that historical Josephan Christs tend not to be rank Raglan heroes, and we have a lot better evidence for rank Raglan heroes, we cannot warrant using the Josephan class over the rank Raglan class. But it really wouldn't matter anyway. Even if we used the Josephan Christ class, the fact that Jesus is also in the rank Raglan class would still have to be accounted for, and that would go into the remaining evidence. As shown earlier, even if we did use the 83% probability as our starting prior, once we introduced the rank Raglan evidence, we would end up with a new prior of 33% all over again. Remember, before, we imagined 5,000 historical persons per total of 6,000 persons to get an 83% initial prior. Suppose we have similar numbers for Josephan Christs, 5 of them historical for every one that is mythical, which would produce the same probability, and this is just what we are assuming when we derive an 83% probability of being historical from the 4 instances of historicity in Josephus. We still know that twice as many rank Raglan members are not historical as are, so we still have numbers in ratio to each other like 10 mythical members to 5 historical members, and this ratio will still hold, so far as we know, for all Josephan Christs. Therefore, being a Josephan Christ will make no difference. We will still end up with a 33% prior probability that a member of both classes, Josephan Christs and rank Raglan heroes, will be historical. That prior would be much higher for someone who was a Josephan Christ but not a rank Raglan hero, but Jesus is not such a person. Instead, for someone who is both, for all we know, they are as likely to be historical as any rank Raglan hero. Therefore, that is the reference class we should start with, because there is no avoiding the consequences of its contents anyway. The same will follow for any other alternative reference class proposed, so no objection can be made from the prospect of alternative reference classes. The fact that Jesus is a rank Raglan hero simply always has the same mathematical consequence, no matter what you try to replace it with. Only if we had different data than we do, or much more data, could we come to any different conclusion than that.